There are so many wonderful things to come out of what you said. One thing that's sort of off the wall for me has to do with the fact that Plotinus and Neoplatonic philosophy uses a lot of the same imagery and even language, which is remarkable. They talk about home, that the soul wants to go home. They talk about the figures of the middle realm as intelligences. They talk about the ochema of the form, the subtle body as a form, not as a physical body. I was thinking to your language, I was making notes when you were saying it, and the desire of all things to return home, or what they call the epistrophe, the return to its origins. And the origins are the archetypal world. So it is as if an archetypal philosophical, an archetypal system of thought was already there. Of course, history doesn't count once you're in a timeless kind of world. An archetypal kind of thought was already elaborated in the whole Neoplatonic system from Plotinus onward, Iamblichus and others, Proclus, and that they described these things. They described the kinds of intelligences. They described the need of the soul to return home. They described the subtle body without physical nature, and so on and so forth. And these are what the abductees are reporting as empirical descriptions of a philosophical elaboration that was done 1,800, 1,500 years ago. I find that a very interesting thing.
That's not a question.
No.
That's a relief, actually.